News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Yes, it is. It is Friday, Fri-yay. Super happy that the weekend is here. And also excited to have some friends in the studio this morning from Pensacola State College. We have Amani. I hope I pronounced that right. Is it McCray?
Yes.
Amani McCray. And also we have Rob Gregg. They are here with the veterans services and department of Pensacola State College. So when I first heard about this, I thought, well, wait a second. I thought Pensacola State College was for kids coming out of high school or people going back from retirement. I didn't realize that you had such an extensive veterans program. So that's what we're going to talk about this morning. So I'll kick off with you. Tell me about the programs that you have for veterans and how all this works.
Alrighty, I am Amani, and I work for the Veteran Military Family Service Center.
Uh-huh.
We just transitioned into the Family Service Center. We used to be just a small little office,
uh-huh.
But as we're getting more students, we're getting more bigger. So we created the Family Veteran Service Center.
So it's a service center for veterans on the campus?
Yes.
Where is it?
We're in Building 6, Room 634.
Oh, excellent.
We just moved there this past August.
Oh, that's so fantastic.
Yes.
And I'm assuming we have quite a few veterans in this area.
Yes.
So that's great. So what are some of the things that you do with that office?
So we serve the veterans, their family members, not just veterans, but active duty, National Guard members,
oh, okay.
Their spouses, and their dependents.
That's amazing.
Not with benefits, getting the GI Bill, vocational rehab program, or their DEA, which is for Chapter 35, or the 100% disabled veterans.
Oh my gosh, I didn't realize that.
Yes.
So you're located on the campus, and what are your hours? Can a veteran or somebody that's interested just come in and talk to you? Do they need to make an appointment?
We have walk-ins, or you can schedule an appointment. We also have academic advisors on my side.
Oh.
And we're open from 7:30 to 4 p.m., and we also extend our hours to 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday.
Oh, that's great. So people that maybe are working can get there after their jobs. That's
yes.
Really good. So this is an exciting program, and like you said, it's fairly new. So tell me a little bit about what you offer.
So we offer, academic advising, mental health resources, peer mentoring, connections to the community, veteran organizations that help with career and life transitioning into the civilian lifestyle.
Oh, you do that too?
Because
mm-hmm. That's a huge issue, isn't it?
Yes, a big transition from being active duty and then transitioning into a civilian.
Absolutely. Lifestyle. Well, we have Veterans Day coming up on Tuesday, so this is the perfect day to talk about all of this.
Yes.
And before we go any further, thank you to all of those who have served our country. And so there are opportunities here, and especially making that transition has to be particularly tough, coming from a really regimented group, a brotherhood, a sisterhood, and now you're thrown back into the real world.
Yes.
So how do you help folks?
So Rob does a different area too. He's part of VUB, and I'll let him talk a little bit more about his side too as well.
Good morning, Rob. This is Rob Gregg, and you're the project director for Veterans Upward Bound.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Okay, so Veterans Upward Bound is a Department of Education grant-funded program which has been at Pensacola State College since 2008, so we've been doing this for a long
time. Oh, wow, okay.
I actually took over in 2015, and what we do is provide academic services as well as external services to vets that are not quite ready for college. We refer to us as a pre-college program, but really doesn't tell the whole story when you hear pre-college.
Right.
But we prepare the vets. For example, they get out of the service.
Mm-hmm.
And in most cases, they're usually out for 5 years.
Right.
You haven't seen a classroom in 5 years, no matter what branch of service you're in.
Mm-hmm.
So we provide a service that free tutoring, health, referrals, mental health referrals. It's just a whole smorgasbord. We have a holistic approach to how we want to prepare a vet for college. What we do is very isolated because we can only serve a certain population,
mm-hmm.
which is usually low income, first generation, and we can't sadly help the family members.
I see.
It's all strictly veterans.
Strictly the veterans.
That's where the vet center comes in, where they can take everything.
So, mm-hmm. So the vet center, y'all can help families as well,
yes.
And dependents?
Dependents and the spouses. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great. Okay. Well, tell me a little bit more about the Upward Bound program.
Okay.
Like the name of it, personally.
Okay. So, fun fact, the Veterans Upward Bound, which is a part of a group, National Association of Veterans Upward Bound, they've been in existence since 1960. 1972.
No kidding.
Yes, and they were born out of the Vietnam War.
Okay. I've said before that my brother served in Vietnam.
Right.
He was a helicopter pilot, 68, 69, not the best time to be over there.
Outstanding.
But I have so much respect for the Vietnam veterans.
And I can understand, because I'm a vet myself, 24 years Navy.
Oh, good for you. Okay, yeah. Well, my dad was in the Navy.
Good.
Okay, now we're talking. Yeah. Where did you serve?
I served, my last duty station was here at the Net Pittick, which was the exam center, but I started my naval career out of, Virginia.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Wow, 24 years.
24 years.
Thank you. Good for you. Thank you so much. So this must be very gratifying to you now to be in this position to help younger veterans.
Absolutely. So again, we were here for a while, and it was born out. Well, so we're one of two in Florida.
Oh,
there
okay.
There are 64 veterans up bounds around the United States and Puerto Rico.
Wow. So this is pretty unique.
Mm-hmm. And we've grown, as you know, most programs do, and we've done very successful things. So the National Association of Veterans Upward Bound has quoted as saying that we've served over 85,000 vets since its inception into the program.
Wow.
And again, we prepare the vet to go into school when they're not ready. For example, to me, math is a foreign language.
Oh, gosh. And it changes so much from year to year. What it is now, I wouldn't be able to help anybody. Yeah. But I can count change.
Right.
And so, that's
what matters. I can count change. These new kids, the kids can't do that, but I can do that.
So what we do is that we reacclimate them into the school environment, especially from a college standpoint.
Right.
Now, when we think of college, remember, it's not just a degree. Mm-hmm. We have certificate programs for ready for work and those type of people. Get them ready. Provide them the free services.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key point. Free services to those who are eligible. And just really not hand carry them, but walk with them to enter into college and become successful. We stay with them all the way till they graduate.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I had no idea that you had this service and that it's free as well. It's really remarkable.
Right.
We really need to get the word out about this.
Absolutely.
So I'm so glad that you're here this morning. If you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And our experts this morning are from Pensacola State College. And this is, we have Rob Gregg here, as well as Amani McCray. And they are working with our veterans and helping the veterans transition, helping them to get back to school. And as you said, even preparing them to even get started. So this is great. If you have questions, you can always text it in this morning at 850-437-1620. So you have assistance, and you have the Upward Bound program. Do you have staff that's trained specifically to help military students? Is it different than the regular kids?
Yes. So there are some differences with the benefits. So we have VA certifying officials. We also have academic advisors for our students because they have different things, requirements that need to met.
Right.
Besides regular students.
Gotcha. Are there scholarships available?
Yes. So we do have a couple scholarships. We have several, actually. The PSC Veteran Scholarship Fund. We have the Military Dependent Scholarship, also known as the CSDDV. That's for the dependents.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have a Purple Heart School scholarship as well.
Really? Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
So we just got designated as a Purple Heart School. I want to say...
Yes.
So what does that mean?
So we
I know what a Purple Heart is, but what does that mean in terms of the education?
Wounded in combat
and
those vets, it's a special just for those. There's a Purple Heart Association that's in the area.
Oh, okay.
So it's specifically for those who are injured.
That's fantastic.
Because
I'm sure they have some special needs or might need some special considerations depending on their injuries and if they're designated as disabled, I would assume.
Well, it's a really big honor because to be injured in combat during a time of war.
Oh yes.
So you want to definitely recognize them, and they do come back. Like not many, but some vets who come back with, unfortunately, PTSD.
Right.
In those incidents.
Right. So this is it helps them also to get started. That's fantastic.
So we have certain parking spots on campus for them when we hold ceremonies.
Uh-huh.
And we also work along with the Military Order of the Purple Heart to recognize and honor the Purple Heart recipients.
So as a veterans organization on campus, do you also do things with the VA, or is there a partnership there, or how does that all work?
Absolutely. One of the things that we're starting up, and I want to make sure everyone knows this, on November 21st in the Milton campus of Pensacola State College, we'll be opening up the Mission Next Center, which will be servicing the four-county area from Escambia all the way over to as far as Bay County.
Uh-huh.
And the goal of that is to provide a one-stop shopping kind of enclosure for vets coming back and transitioning to the neighbor and back into the economy.
Right.
So, and that was sponsored by the Veterans Vet CV Foundation, which is the brainchild for the whole Mission Next Center.
Okay, so this is Mission Next Center, which will be in Milton, and it's opening November 21st.
November 21st, 9:30 to 12.
Okay, so mark your calendars, because that is going to be super important to have that information, to be able to pass that on.
And yes.
That's fantastic. Okay, so I want to hear a little bit more about the Upward Bound program.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, because I think I'm really intrigued by that. So it says that you're, and I'm looking at the notes here, that you're only one, as you said, only one of two programs in Florida and 64 programs in nationwide, which is amazing. And you're located on the college campus on Airport or the other campuses?
Right? We're located on the same campus as the Veterans Center. As a matter of fact, we're right next to them, room 658.
Okay.
All in Building 6.
All in Building 6, yes. On the PSC campus that's there at Airport and 9th?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the Milton and Warrington campuses, do you have a link there as well?
We have a link there. Usually once or twice a week, but with the Mission Next Center coming up in Milton now.
Right, that'll solve that problem.
A presence there.
Okay, that sounds great. So who can use these services? You touched on a little bit, but maybe we could elaborate a little bit more.
So as Imani said, they can service all, but mine again is exclusive to low-income first-generation veterans only, and they have to prove that either through a DD-214, which is the document for discharge for most veterans. I'll also look at their driver's license if it's stamped with the veteran logo.
Gotcha.
And that tells me that they have a DD-214. And they have been honorably discharged. So any discharge other than a dishonorable is what I serve.
Okay. And then in terms of the income level, do you have a sort of a range for that? What would qualify? What would be the cap on that, I guess?
So the federal government establishes what is just classified as low income. So we have a chart that always pushes out. So for example, for a single person, I think low income is classified as $22,000 a year.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And so those folks are eligible then for this. This is fantastic.
Yeah, but we'll make that determination when they get there.
Okay. And then, so you had touched on this a little bit too, Greg, Rob, but what kind of assistance do you provide in the Upward Bound? You touched on a little bit already. But
so, again, the academic component. So whether they decide to go to college, and in a few cases, some people who didn't get a GED or high school.
Well, that's what I was wondering, because a lot of folks will go right into the military before they complete high school.
Exactly. So what we do is provide that same service to those without a high school diploma.
That's great.
And we have a scholarship specifically for those who... So we provide services free for the teaching, but we can't pay for the testing. So we have a scholarship to pay for the testing when they go to take their GED exams.
Wow. So that's a really, really helpful. And then that prepares them to go on to get the certificate or
Absolutely.
A degree from PSC.
Which is great, because we're right next door to CTE, which is our career and technical education.
A coinky dink. That's great. I love how this is all coming together. And so it's all free, as you said, for eligible veterans. And then, now do you have to be a Pensacola State College student to participate?
No.
Oh.
Not for his
Absolutely
program,
not.
Okay, so kind of clarify that, Imani, you were saying.
For his, yes, but for mine, you want to be enrolled in school or taking the steps to enroll into school.
Okay, and so you're specifically with the Veterans Services for college.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. Now, I said, so here I've got a question that came in on the. I heard the Vet Center will be closed Tuesday for Wednesday, but is hosting a lunch for all veterans on Wednesday. Do you know what they're referring to on that? Is that the...
At Pensacola? I'm not aware of that, but I know that we're closed Tuesday because, and I did bring this...
It is Veterans Day.
Right, and
yes.
We have a Veterans Day parade.
Oh, yes, of course.
And then there's after the parade at the Veterans Memorial Park, there's a ceremony too.
Okay, so they're saying that they know that y'all are closed Tuesday for Veterans Day, obviously, and then it looks like the text was referring to a possible luncheon on Wednesday for veterans.
I've heard talk about... There's some things going on each campus.
If the listener that texts that in, if you have the exact information or somebody else does, please text that in for us, because we would love to have that. And then let's mention that Veterans Parade. You've got the flyer over there.
Yes.
Tell us all about
that.
So the
Veterans Day Parade, which is every year, we're going to start at 9 a.m., and that's going to be Veterans Day, and it's going to be from spring in Maine as a lineup, and it'll end up at the Veterans Memorial Park, and immediately after that, there will be a program to honor those veterans in the park.
That's
fantastic.
And
if you haven't gone to the park, please do, because it's a beautiful park.
Oh, you can't miss it.
Yeah.
And so the parade itself starts at what time?
9 a.m.
9 a.m., okay.
That's the lineup, and it moves at roughly 9 a.m. Lineup is before 9, but
I gotcha.
We need to be finished at 10.
Okay, I gotcha. Yeah, that sounds perfect. And then when you're done with that parade, then you can go out to Pensacola Beach because they also have a Veterans Day parade.
Okay.
So you can head out to the beach, and they have, I believe that one starts, I better check the time because I just had them on as well. But we're honoring our veterans here, and it's so important, and all the work that you do. But I feel badly because I did not know that this program existed. Yes. So tell me a little bit more about it, Armand, and what do you enjoy the most about what you do?
So I am a dependent of an Army veteran. She served 21 years, my mom.
Oh, my goodness. So we're all connected at this table.
And my dad, too, also. He did 22 years in the Army.
Wow.
So I'm a dependent. I came into school not really knowing. I'm the first dependent going to school. I didn't know what to do, where to go. I was confused, and I stopped by this office, and they helped me out. And I just liked the way they helped me and got me settled into school. I felt comfortable.
Taken care of.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I liked that experience, and I said, hey, I want to do this for others, you know. So now I do that, and I was a work study, and I became a certifying official, and now I'm a coordinator.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's awesome.
So talk a bit about both of you, if you have a success story that you can think of, somebody that you've helped. You don't have to say their name or anything, but maybe somebody that has gone through your program now and you've seen what difference it's made for them.
My work studies all the time, they come in, and those are VA work studies. They can come work for us in our mm-hmm. office as long as they're enrolled 3/4 time. They can work as a work study in the office.
So they work with you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great.
Yes. So it gives them that work feel when they're getting out. You know, they probably haven't did anything for a while, so mm-hmm. they've got to get back into the feeling of something in an office.
The office environment versus the military mm-hmm. environment. Yeah, I'd say it was a little different.
And so and we do the same thing. We use veteran work studies in ours. And so what I like using about my veteran work studies, and one of them was a veteran work study. She came in. They already know the stories. They know what to tell the students and what instructions to go to, as well as getting a feel of what resources are out there for the veteran mm-hmm. who may need something and don't know what to ask. Mm-hmm. One young lady went through our program, then attended Pensacola State College. She went all the way up to UWF and has a master's degree.
No way.
In social work. Yes.
Look at that smile on your face. I love that. That's a great story. And that's hopefully getting them right from the beginning so that they're not lost.
And she stays connected with us from that whole point on, so that, you know, it's a big family. I know we use that term family a lot, but mm-hmm. truly what we have at Pensacola State College is a family.
I'm so excited to hear about all of this. And if you just joined us, we have Armani who is here and Rob. They're here with Pensacola State College and are involved with veteran services there and ways that we can help veterans transition back to school for coming out of the military, transition into society, and other ways that they can be helped. So you do have to be a student to participate in what you do, Armani. That's my understanding.
Yes.
Okay. But Rob, you don't necessarily have to if you're a veteran's upward bound.
We have a connection with, we have a very, I call it a consortium in Pensacola. So we have a very large consortium which we meet quarterly at the Pensacola Service Organization Network held at UWF. And 50-plus providers come there every quarter to provide us the information, what they may have to offer to the vets and their families in the community. It's amazing what we do in Pensacola and Santa Rosa.
Well, I've just got a text that said, can you repeat a phone number for the veterans? I have family who need this. Thank you, big exclamation points. I didn't know about this either, they say. Such valuable help with a big smiley face. So is there a number where people can contact you?
So for my program, you can contact me at 484-2068, and area code 850.
Okay, say that one more time. And that's for the veterans upward bound, and you don't have to be a student to participate.
You don't have to be a student. We'll provide you services if you're eligible. 850-484-2068.
Okay, and then Armani, your program is more school-centric. It's more about getting the folks back into school, getting their GEDs working together mm-hmm. to go forward. So
we're in Building 6, Room 623, and that's on Pensacola campus.
Main campus.
And our number is 850-484-1670. And we also have an email, too. It's going to be veterans@pensacolastate.edu.
Okay, veterans@pensacolastate.edu. Okay, I was asking about the location of the luncheon, and thank you. The person that had texted in said the location of the luncheon is the Physical Vet Center on Mobile Highway.
Okay, that's
different.
That's a different organization.
Right. That's the VA.
But we do work with the vet center, and yes, they will have a luncheon that day.
Okay.
When they said Pensacola State, that's what I was.
You were thinking on your campus, but no, the actual celebration is going to be on Wednesday. Yes. Okay, so we got that cleared up. Mm-hmm. But the good news is that, as you said, you do work. It's not this. You're not a separate necessarily organization, but you do work closely with all the different resources.
Absolutely.
And maybe just for a second, just talk a little bit about that, Rob, because it's interesting. I've got a listener who said I didn't know about any of this. Mm-hmm. So when you have the Upward Bound, what are some of the other resources that you work with and that you can guide people to?
Okay, as everyone knows, the VA is one of them. The Vet Center, which provides mental health counseling for them.
And this is different from that.
Right.
You're a separate organization when you're looking at it in the Pensacola State College.
We're separate, but it's easy to see how people can get it confused.
Right.
But if you call me, we will direct you to wherever you need to go. So the Vet Center is one of them. And then, of course, we work closely with the veteran community in Santa Rosa County. While they're spread out, that Mission Next is going to really help to close the gap between all of those things that are going on out there. Escambia County has been blessed because, and with the help of the Representative Michelle Salzman, she was the one that spearheaded the Veterans Week.
Yes, that's that right.
Now it's Veterans Month.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. Watch out, it'll be Veterans Year soon. At least in this neighborhood, in this area for sure.
Yes.
Well, this is just invaluable information, I think, because I was unaware of this, and I'm just so grateful that y'all could come in early on a Friday morning and talk to us about it. If folks are listening, we're talking with Andrea McCray. She is, I want to make sure I get your title right, she's the coordinator for Veteran and Military Family Services Center on the Pensacola State College campus, and Rob Gregg is here, and he's the project director for Veterans Upward Bound. So two separate entities, but with an overall similar purpose, mission.
Yeah, absolutely.
To help our veterans. So we've got just a couple minutes left. So we mentioned the Veterans Parade on Tuesday. Is there anything else you'd like to mention that we haven't touched on this morning?
Well, oh, man, there's a host of things. So, you know, the Marine Corps is having their birthday today.
Oh, Marine Corps, that's right. Marine Corps birthdays today?
Right. And then they're having their ball tomorrow.
Okay.
But they're having their fun run tomorrow as well.
Ah, so, okay. Is that going to be in downtown Pensacola?
Yes.
Okay, so we got to watch out.
And all of this information can be found out. There's a calendar.
Oh, good. Yes. Where's that? Where can we find that?
It's on veteransmonthus.com.
Veteransmonthus.com. Okay.
And it'll list all the happenings in the area.
Okay.
The four county area that we know of. And you can also call in and tell us about your or whatever event you're having so that we can put it there that everyone knows about.
Excellent. Okay. Anything else that you'd like to mention? Well, let's do this since we've got folks just join us. Give those phone numbers out one more time. So, well, how about for Veterans Upward Bound?
Okay, Veterans Upward Bound, 850-484-2068.
Okay, and then for the Veterans Service Center at PSC?
Yes, 850-484-1670.
Well, I think it's fantastic what you're doing. I feel much better now that I'm better informed, and I really appreciate that it is Veterans Month this month. We've got the two parades happening in our community on Tuesday, so that's the good news. And you said your hours, again, you're basically open Monday through Friday, school hours, 7:30 to
4.
4, okay. So anyone could stop in. And
Absolutely.
Find out more. And it's a free consultation.
No yes. appointments necessary.
No appointment. You have advisors who can help on both the education side and also the transition side.
Yes.
But I'm really thrilled to hear about the new Mission Center.
Mm-hmm.
Mission Next, is that correct?
Yes.
And when is that opening again?
November 21st. And that'll be at the Pensacola's Milton campus.
Okay. And then there's one more question. Active duty or inactive? Or both?
Or the Veteran Military
That's
Family
all they
Service
said,
Center?
Active or they had a question mark. Yeah.
Active duty, reservists, National Guard,
everybody
all of that over here.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you both so much for being here. A lot of great information. You can hear this again on our webpage at newsradio923.com. Click on podcast and then click on Pensacola State College and it'll be there for you to listen in case you didn't have a pen with you to write those numbers down. Thank you both.